episode of the podcast. I was thinking this week I have been house sitting for a couple of dogs, and I'm taking them hiking down in this really gorgeous area that has an arroyo. And for those of you with pets, I'm not sure if you actually have to walk them at 7 in the morning. There have been some days I've started at 6:30, but that time of day when, you know, the day is just beginning, I was just walking down this arroyo, plunging through the sand, and I just stopped for a minute and I closed my eyes, and all I could hear were just crickets, cicadas. They were so loud, there was no other sound in the world. And I thought, what a beautiful miracle. You know, I love summer, I love the warm weather, I love being able to wear a sundress, go out and do fun things. But the beginning of every day begins for me with those cicadas, those crickets. It was just such a powerful and gorgeous moment. I wanted to share it with you. And so, dear listeners, I urge you to take time out of every day, sit back, and try to figure out something that's been magical during the day, or something that's just slightly miraculous. I think if we all did that every day, I know I would be a little less grumpy. Not sure about you, but I know I would. My guest this week, Robert Kuhn, he's a little bit of everything. He's a surfer, he's a musician, he's a writer, but one thing he absolutely is a storyteller. His book, Leaving is Returning, is an autobiographical kind of story or sketch about what happened when he left home and had a whole bunch of revelations and adventures in South America. I'm going to provide a link to it on the Treasures page of the website. And then, at the very end of this episode, the song, Robert's song with his band Galveston, Low Way. I hope you all love it and dance to it just like I did. Robert was a thrill to interview because he just tells stories like nobody's business. And I really love those kinds of interviews where I really have to say nothing and the guest kind of just is on a roll. So now, episode 123 of Bite-Sized Blessings.
And we start walking and feeling like we're on top of the world now. You know, we've got our guitars and little hand drums and the flutes and stuff around our back. And we're walking down the road and feeling really good. And there's a little house on the side of the road that's like it's raised. You know, it was a two-story house, or it was on stilts or something. And it was up on some rocks above the road. But there's a little light on or candle or something burning in the house, and we're walking and we hear there's three women in the house, and they call to us and they're like, "Hey, we've been waiting for you." We're like, "What?" You know, we didn't really understand what this is. These three old women, and they're like, "Yeah, they're having some kind of like ceremony or something like that up there." And we're like, "What?" They're like, "Yeah, we've been waiting for you. We knew you were going to come." And we're like, "What? This is like the weirdest, craziest thing." We didn't really understand it, but you're like, "Yeah, sing us a song." My head when you asked me that question before, you said, "Okay, well, I'm gonna ask you a question about anything kind of miraculous or magical that happened." And what the first thing that kind of came to my head, first I had to think about it, was like, I don't know if anything ever really is like that's happened to me, but there was one time. So I spent about 10 years of my life living in South and Central America, and I was living in Chile for about a year, and I was got into all kinds of interesting occupations and work and stuff, but I've always been a musician. I've always been a writer. I've always been doing that on my path wherever I've been. And I always traveled with the guitar. Everywhere I traveled to, I always traveled with the guitar. And I had a little partner that was a real special person when I lived in Chile. And he this is also an indigenous village in Chile in South America. And we would had all kinds of things we do, jobs, but we had a little band, me and him and another guy. We had a little band, and we'd go to this one of the villages that wasn't far from there. There was kind of like I wouldn't go so far as to say it was a tourist village, but it was a town where on the weekends everybody would come to from like all the villages around. And sometimes people would come from like the city that was several hours away. People would come there because it was called the Pisco de Elqui, and it was in north central Chile, and they had like some restaurants, they had some bars, they had a couple little hotel type things and a beautiful plaza, but there was work for musicians there on the weekends. Really, that's what it came down to. So we would work in the grape fields a lot during the week. And on the weekends, we'd go to this little town and play music. And we had relationships, a lot of the bars and a lot of the restaurants and hotels that would let us come. And what we'd do is like go to one and play our little three songs, you know, we'd play them together, and then we'd go to the next one and then play the next play there. And you do it about like five or six different places, and you pass your hat around, and the place would usually give you some food, maybe give you a drink or something like that. And you pass your hat around and make a little money. It was pretty good. We did it regularly, and it was pretty good. But this one day we went to do it, and it was terrible. We made like no money. There was like, I don't know, there weren't people around, and one of the places didn't want us to come play. It was just like a really, really bad day. And we hustled around all day, and by the end of the day, we didn't have any money. We probably spent more money than we made. It was just a, you know, when you go fishing, or when you go, sometimes you have good days. When you go like playing music, same thing. Sometimes you have good days, and sometimes you have not so good days. Well, this is one of the not so good days. And night came, and also there was a place that somebody usually let us stay at their house when we'd come there, because the village was a good distance away. We didn't have cars or anything. It was all like hitchhiking and stuff, so you really depended on rides from people. And because it was probably 30 miles away from the village where we lived to get to this village where the music was happening at. But this one day, the people weren't there where we could spend the night at, and it got to be nighttime, and we didn't have a ride out of there. It was getting cold. We went out to the highway to just go try to catch a ride to get back home to our little place where we lived. We got on the highway, and no cars are picking us up. You know, it starts getting colder and colder, and it's really hard to hitchhike at night. I don't know if you've ever hitchhiked before, but at nighttime, it's much more difficult to hitchhike than during the daytime, especially if it's not like a place that's all lit up and everything. We're on like a relatively pretty small village in north central Chile, and we're on the side of the road waiting for a ride, and nobody's picking us up, and we're coming to all kinds of conclusions about, oh man, we got to change our lives, you know, kind of like the same thing with the fishing boat. We have to make changes in this crazy musician life, this crazy traveler life's not good. We need to, like, you know, got to get jobs. We need to go get jobs, you know. We need to move to the city. We need to, like, you know, all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, oh man, you know, don't say that. We don't need to go get jobs and move to the city. We're going to be fine, you know. And it gets a little later, a little colder, we're a little hungrier, and man, it's true. We really need to get, something's going to happen. And then all of a sudden a car pulls up out of the darkness, a pickup truck, and like, see, I told you, man, it's going to be all right, you know. And we jump in the back of the truck, and the truck gives us a ride down the road, and probably takes us like a good 20 miles or something down the road. And then he stops, and he's got to turn off, go to this little farm or something. And we got to get out of the car, but we're all rejuvenated and feeling like good now, you know, like, oh my God, it was like a miracle. You know, it really felt like a miracle that this little thing happened, that we got a ride this night. Cause there was like, we were going to be just sleeping out in the cold. It's kind of like Santa Fe, this little village in northern. It's real arid. The climate's kind of like that. It gets cold in the nighttime, the daytime, the sun comes out, it gets warm. You know what I mean? The region's kind of like that. But so we get dropped off, and now we're still probably a good like 10 miles away from home, and it's the middle of the night. But at least 10 miles is not 30 miles. You know, we could walk 10 miles. You know, it's going to take us a long time, but we'll get home, you know. And we start walking and feeling like we're on top of the world now, you know. We've got our guitars and little hand drums and the flutes and stuff around our back. And we're walking down the road and feeling really good. And there's a little house on the side of the road that's like, it's raised, you know. It was a two-story house, or it was on stilts or something. And it was up on some rocks above the road. But there's a little light on, or candle or something burning in the house, and we're walking and we hear there's three women in the house, and they call to us, and they're like, hey, we've been waiting for you. We're like, what? You know, we didn't really understand what this is. These three old women, and they're like, yeah, they're having some kind of like ceremony or something like that up there. And we're like, what? They're like, yeah, we've been waiting for you. We knew you were going to come. And And we're like, what? This is like the weirdest, craziest thing. We didn't really understand it. But she's like, yeah, sing us a song. And my friend, and it was the two of us that were together at this time. And Raul Chidiwe, he took his guitar and he sang this like beautiful song. It was just like the perfect song for that moment right then. I can't even explain it. It was a song that I never even heard him play before. It wasn't like one of the ones we did or anything, but it was like the perfect, perfect song for that. And these women came down and they were just crying. They were crying, so moved. And they're like, oh my gosh, this was like what we need, what we're waiting for. You don't understand what we do to help you. You know what I mean? And they brought us all this food and like brought us some wine and fed us and took care of us. And like, it was just like the most beautiful, like in the middle of the night, in the middle of this deserted highway, this like crazy thing happened, but it like really filled us with like energy and like sent us our way. And we started walking and nothing could like slow us down after that. And we made it home by morning. And we didn't make it home, but we made it to some friends' houses that were in the village, like closer than our place. But it was like we made it to a safe place where we could stay for a couple of days if we wanted to. And it was just like the most. And when you ask me for like some kind of like miraculous little thing or something like that, that's what really like came to my head. I was like, yeah, that one time when we were in Chile, and I didn't really understand why it was like a miracle or why it was anything, but it just, you could feel it. You know what I mean? It was like the special little thing that happened that night that kind of just kept us warm and kept you going through the darkness and through like the cold and through anything. And I sometimes just kind of will go back to that to kind of pick me up and like remind me that, you know, you can do this and just keep going and keep doing your thing and that there is something there to it. That was a long time ago, and that was a long different way of playing music, but the same thing, you know, it's the same music. That's the same way I travel now. Now I like have like shows booked and play proper, you know, that kind of thing, and tours and stuff. But it's the same, you know, it's that ancient like little magic that comes with this music thing with it that we're doing.
Did you ask how they knew you were on your way or that you had an appointment to keep?
No. I don't think we even really asked anything about it. It was just like such a joyous like thing, full of like. You know, we didn't ask, but what we understood, we knew, because they, just like the same way that we needed them, or like we like knew something was going to happen. I was like, you know, like just wait, something's going to happen. And we didn't know what was going to happen, but something happened. And that was what happened, you know, because that's what it was like, just wait, something's going to happen. That's what I remember I kept saying. And something did happen, because something always pretty much almost always something. And that's the thing, when you get into these like really hard situations where you're at the mercy of the world, that's when things can happen, because you're open to it, you know, you're open to anything happening, and you, that's when they happen. And pretty much always, maybe except for one time, so you know, and we haven't seen that one time yet, you know, but just about every time something will happen like that when you're at the mercy of the world, in this open road, in this open, free, directionless space that you need something. It's amazing what can happen then.
Somewhere down that broken road, there's a place where we can go. Down the creek and to the right, a sycamore tree stands 10 feet high.
All right, everyone, I'm going to try to make this quick so that we don't miss any more of Robert's music than we need to. Thanks so much for listening to this episode and to my interview with Robert Kuhn. Again, you can find his book on the Treasures page of the website, and there will be a link to his Spotify under the episode's show notes. I need to thank Robert for being such a gracious guest and for sharing all of his stories. And I need to also thank the creators of the music used in this episode. Of course, Robert and his band Galveston, but also Edvardis Sen, Kevin McLeod, Music L Files, Stephen O'Brien, Sasha End, Philip Rice, and Justin Allen Arnold. For complete attribution, please see the Bite Sized Blessings website at bitesizedblessings.com. Thank you for listening, and here is my one request. Be like Robert. Yes, you're going to get lost in this life. Yes, you're going to find times where you don't know where you are, but always have faith that you'll be found. Whether it's by turning your t-shirt inside out, or simply by meeting three unusual women by the side of the road. Always know that you're going to be exactly where you're supposed to be. So be like Robert, get lost, and then have the faith that you'll be found. Now and then I see her face, it takes me away up to some place where everything is out of space.
Way.